Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Mason, you son of the mask. We're back to talk about Son of the Mask.
Oh, you got me already. I love it.
So last week we talked about The Mask, a movie I do not like and probably received a lot of flack for, and a movie that you thought was not without its charm and horniness.
Speaking of a movie that is not with its charm.
Sure.
But still a little bit of horniness, plenty of horniness, I'll be honest.
In a way, yeah.
Folks, if you're looking for a movie that features a series of nut shots, a veritable torrent of piss, you're in for a treat with Son of the Mask, a movie which I had not seen.
No.
And boy, has it changed my view on things? I don't know.
Yeah, it's definitely altered some of my brain chemistry. Leave a like if you could, because we are talking about, of course, the much anticipated, but also by the time this kind of went into...
Creeps? Perverts?
Yeah, but I think also by the time this went into production and more information came out about it, nobody was interested in another kind of Jim Carrey minus Jim Carrey sequel.
No, there's already been a couple of those, haven't there?
Or yeah. Maybe there hadn't. Maybe Evan Almighty wasn't out at this point and various others. But famously, Jim Carrey said, look, I'm not coming back for this after Ace Ventura 2. He was like, I don't want to do any more sequels. That has obviously changed since then. So, you know, off the back of that, we get a great cast. We've got Bob Hoskins. I meant to write Tiny Little Odin, but I wrote Tony Little Odin, which is fine. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Alan Cumming, who I genuinely think is pretty good in this.
Bob Hoskins is in this.
He's Odin.
Is he? Huh. Probably should have looked up the cast before we started this.
Ah, don't worry about it. Stephen Wright, Cal Penn, there's some names in it. But in
some people you thought maybe were from the Australian teen drama series Heartbreak High.
Sure.
But actually turned out they were from the Australian TV drama series Head Start.
Easy mistake to make. Yeah. You mean one of the stars of The Wannabes?
Not Drazik is what I'm saying. Not Drazik from Heartbreak High.
I love Drazik.
Right?
Yeah.
He's been in so many... He's in a DC movie and a Marvel movie.
Not many people get that.
That's right.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. When this movie came out, you mentioned the loss of goodwill from the previous movie. I think the reason I didn't go to see this at the cinemas, having, you know, really enjoyed the last one, was because it was like, oh, they were introducing a baby,
yeah,
et cetera. And having watched this, I do respect what this movie was trying to do, which is... make a buck by riding on the coattails of a better movie. But the other thing that I do respect that it was trying to do was it was trying to do like a Wile E. Coyote versus the Roadrunner, but in live action. The problem with this movie is it takes almost an hour to get to that, and there is so much filler at the start, and it's just, obviously because the Son of the Mask, we have to get another mask.
Got
to
get him in there.
A big head is what the character was originally called. And Jamie Kennedy is not as good.
No, he's not. And I want to talk about the casting of him in particular. But yeah, that element of the baby versus the dog, it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Genuinely. And I think it's one of those things where they've done it in like a Cats and Dogs movie. And Look Who's Talking and whatever. Like it's a tried and true thing that if you did this hyper amplified kind of universe, then yeah, this could work. But like you said, it's there's not enough of that.
Yeah, and the special effects of the time were pretty good, and if they'd done an hour of that, just an hour of effect shots of a maniacal devil baby fighting a maniacal devil dog,
yeah,
I would have been happy with that. But yeah, the It's a combination of, you know, it's not Jim Carrey, obviously.
Yep.
The voice that Jamie Kennedy uses for the mask.
What is that?
Feels like old Elvis.
Yeah. And you know what it felt like to me? You know that really tall guy who gets out of the tiny car in The Simpsons?
Yes.
And he's like, this was the most expensive car I could afford. Whatever. You know, it's that. Yeah, he's like, hello, everybody. I'm here at the party.
I wonder if it's... Oh, and there's a party. My goodness. The one thing... My feeling is maybe that either one of two things... Either he didn't want to do maniacal Jim Carrey voice.
You can't. You shouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also I wonder if it could also be the fact that the mask, like the physical mask, was a lot cheaper. And if he did attempt some like big expressions, like the mask would literally just tear off his face.
Yeah.
And they're like, don't emote too hard in this movie about a character who is... You know, has an absolute rubber face. Don't do that because it will tear. We've only got the money for one.
That's really interesting because I think one of the things that this movie lacks is the movement and physicality of Jim Carrey because this has the dance numbers.
Yeah,
but like it's not even.
It has the worst dance number.
It's not even close. Like it's so far. And again, I'm not a fan of the first movie, but the physicality of Jim Carrey and the dancing and the stunt people they get in to kind of fill in the more spinny stuff and whatever.
Yeah,
that all works. But he's just got this giant fucking terrifying grin on the entire time.
Yeah.
And yeah, I that didn't occur to me, but he doesn't emote and the hair doesn't help because it's just kind of locked into his fucking head, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's horrible.
So the plot of this one basically is that there is a couple.
Yep.
One is a regular normal human woman and one is a playing a Game Boy Advance in the car man child.
Yes.
And the wife wants a baby.
Yep.
And she shouldn't with this man because, again, he's not driving the car. He's sitting in the passenger seat just
so close to his face.
Right?
Get some glasses.
Anyway, he needs to go to a costume party.
Yeah.
So he finds a mask.
Yep.
He puts on the mask. He becomes the mask. And then later that evening, he fills his wife with mask sperm is what happens.
Yeah, that's a whole sequence, isn't it? I've just written here, it's a nightmare of a film. And it's just like seeing that imagery and also the fact that like he comes back and the lights go off and she doesn't recognize that he's changed into the mask. But what you didn't notice his screaming, spinning dick coming at you or whatever would have been going on there.
But I wanted to say he also works at like an animation company.
Yes.
He's like he's in the mascot role.
Yeah.
But he wants to become, you know, one of the real, you know, big time animators. So he has to impress at the office party.
Sure.
Which is the worst. It's the worst office party.
Yeah. It's. I mean, it wasn't good, and he didn't fix it.
Well, that's the thing.
He does like, a rap though, doesn't he?
He gets up there and he does what I consider to be maybe the cringiest musical number in movie history. But it's also not even that much better than what anybody else was doing. Like he's got magical powers.
Yeah.
And he can do anything. But his like performance is not much worse than it's not really any better than what anybody else was doing.
No, it's really not. And
you'd be like, this guy sucks. And he's wearing a weird mask.
And the other thing
he hasn't improved the night at all.
They also know who he is.
Mm.
Because one of the big things about the first movie is it's like, who is this guy in the green mask like rubber banding around? But here they're like, great job at the party last night, mate. And it's like, I can't tell who that is. Like, I know that's Jamie Kennedy, but I still can't tell that that's him.
Yeah.
It's very bizarre, but... Okay, so this is the line of thinking for casting because they initially went Jack Black, who turned it down, which, quite frankly, I think could do something School of Rock-esque definitely with this.
Yeah.
But also, good work. You didn't do it.
This was pointed out. I saw a tweet about this that suggested that Jack Black is the only person you could see him in any situation and it wouldn't surprise you. I'd definitely watch him in a mask sequel. He'd be great in that.
He'd do a killer musical number as well, yeah. Marlon Wayans was considered along with Matthew Lillard and Ryan Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
But Jamie Kennedy, though, he was there. He was there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was kind of, you know, he was big off Scream. Romeo and Juliet he was in as well. He also had the Jamie Kennedy experiment. So off the back of this, like he wasn't sure whether he was going to do it or not. And he tells a story on his YouTube channel how he met with Jim Carrey. And he was like, I'm thinking about doing this. But, you know, it's a very iconic role that you took on. And I won't do it if you say don't do it. And Jim Carrey was like, no, you should do it. Go have fun with it. So
and then he was like, you just got Jim Carrey. I've got my own reality prank show. I tricked you into doing this movie.
So it was initially offered $1 million.
You got carried to an embarrassing situation.
So he was initially offered $1 million for the first movie, $5 million for the second, and then $10 million for the third.
Well,
he wasn't going to do it. Then they doubled the offer because they really went all out on this. The first one was like a $25 million movie. This was an $84 to $100 million movie.
You say they went all out in this movie.
No, budget-wise.
But they did film in Australia.
Yeah, oh, that's the other thing. Yeah, because and speaking of, it's funny you should say that because Jamie Kennedy reportedly hated his time in Sydney filming the movie. Hardly anyone recognized him in public. This is from IMDb, by the way. Mm-hmm. And he was repeatedly turned down by local women who had no idea who he was. Now, I've done a bit of digging on this, so we'll come back so we'll come back to some stuff I've found at the end, okay? Because I'm like, this might be just one of those things that's just thrown up by a local tabloid piece of shit Australian newspaper,
for sure.
Of which there are several. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we'll come back to it.
Okay, great.
We'll get into it.
Anyway, Jamie Kennedy, his wife, produces a son.
Well, not before having a nightmare about his wife just firing out 100 babies.
All of whom are vampires.
Oh, they're all vampires.
What traumatic experience did this man have in his life prior to this that he's like, if I get my wife pregnant, she'll have 100 vampire babies.
And there's also new...
Oh, no, this I got pranked on a prank show.
There's also...
vampire babies.
There's new rules to this universe, one of which being the mask, I guess, just works in the daytime because you see the dog.
Because it only worked at night last time, yeah.
Whatever, it's fine, I don't care. There's mask sperm, as mentioned. Mm-hmm. And also, I feel like if you were capable of being fertile whilst wearing the mask, there'd be a million of these kids. They'd be everywhere.
Because you're saying that the mask amplifies your natural tendencies,
yep.
And most people's natural tendencies are super horny all
Exactly. Apparently, at least in this universe. The other thing that's not as good in this movie,
yes.
The dog Otis. Now, I hate to throw shade on a probably dead dog, right? But
Milo and Otis, I only just tweaked now.
There you go, yeah. But I feel like
should have made one a cat then.
maybe. Because this one kind of balances stuff and like plays hockey, but there's no subtlety to it. Do you know what I mean?
You're right.
I feel like the dog acting, and we talked about in the last one.
The dacting. This is redacting in a way.
Yeah, he's doing like little turns of the heads and nods and things like that that works. Also in this movie, it's two dogs. So it's two dogs doing the job of one dog.
Whoa.
So you know.
So in this instance, I'm glad they're both dead.
Yes, in a way.
I can't believe you're being critical of dog acting. They're doing their best for a little treat, James.
I'm just saying it's too much.
That's what I'm doing here. Just my best for a little treat.
What do you think of the baby, though? I just wrote, I fucking hate that baby. What a nightmare. That baby has three dicks. Because there's a moment where it's pissing.
The torrents of piss,
And then it's like a giant, jet.
I've written a note here that says, the baby is smart enough to fake his own death in an explosion, and you got to respect that. Because at one point he does.
I've written here, if it was a normal baby, Jamie Kennedy would have killed it with electricity. Because he tries to feed it a shattered light globe.
Oh, yeah, I have a note here that says, hey, Jamie Kennedy, maybe don't glass your baby. So I don't know if that's for the character or for the actor. Who
I don't know.
Yeah.
But even, because if that baby wasn't filled with mask sperm or however it was made.
He would have stabbed it and electrocuted it.
He would have electrocuted it, Just, ugh. But yeah, like you said, though, that idea of a jealous Muttley-esque dog going up against a baby, that's like classic Warner Brothers whatever era. I know Muttley's not Warner Brothers. You know, that era kind of stuff. But then instead of getting that, we get stuff where Jamie Kennedy's wife finally arrives home and he beats her up. And it's not like a trick. It's not Loki, who, by the way, is looking for the Sons of the Mask.
Alan Cumming as Loki. Yep. I think he's pretty good despite the hair and the inexplicable American accent.
Yes.
Besides that, I think he's doing great in this.
But and look, to Jamie Kennedy's credit as well, when he went into this, he was only supposed to wear the mask once and it wasn't supposed to be his movie. He was supposed to be the straight man.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe they went, we'll just kind of improv on the day because you're a comedic actor and we'll just kind of see what we get. And
because also on set, on any given day, there's really nothing, is there? Because it's mostly CG. So they would have been they would have been sitting around a pretty quiet, nondescript set.
And Sydney basement.
Exactly. And they would have just been hey, Jamie Kennedy, just mug for the camera, do some silly stuff, and we'll see if we can integrate it into the thing. So in a way, it's not his fault.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. So yeah, I think the idea of a straight man works, but also that's not really, to me, who he is. Do you know what I mean? He is this kind of larger-than-life kind of character actor, kind of doing wacky stuff. He's always doing pranks, and he was doing pranks. You know what I mean?
Until he got Jim Carrey that time.
That's right. You know, he's putting on prosthetics and doing stuff and voices, but here it's like, hello, I'm ready for dance time. I'm the mask. Hello. Look at me. Now, what kind of wig am I wearing? Who am I now? What do you think?
Ooh, is that the strains of the Cuban Peter Rumba? Don't remind people of a better movie in your bad movie. Don't do it.
Just to clarify, I don't think The Mask 1 is a good movie.
I think it is a good movie.
It also ends, there's a final showdown where he has to fight Loki.
Mm.
And it's like it's a boxing match. And it also leads into like a cartoon off. And again, I like that idea of two characters with the infinite powers of the mask going head to head, but it's nothing.
Yeah.
But that idea...
There is a classic line there where Jamie Kennedy does say to Loki, you can't fight me if you're locked in a trunk. You know that classic expression?
You can't fight me. That's classic Jamie Kennedy, stuff, maybe,
yeah.
Isn't it?
I think it is. Mm-hmm.
Do you want to hear about a deleted scene in this?
Yes.
Okay, so...
I mean, not really, but I'm a yes and guy.
Okay, cool. Well, great, because here we go. Even if you said no, I would have just read this myself later.
That's
and
true. You could have just cut a clip of me saying yes and put it in later. I never would have known.
Yes, I love Son of the Mask, I would get you to say.
Yeah, I would have been Mr. Sunday Movied, which
That's
is your upcoming prank show.
This is from Jamie Kennedy. We did a scene where Alan went to a pet shop to make a special potion.
Alan being Jamie Kennedy's character's name?
No, Alan being Alan Cumming.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah. And I played a Jamaican woman. I was in makeup for like 5 hours to become a 300-pound Jamaican woman. And Alan said, I need a parrot beak. And I'd be like, what you need a beak for? That's for that. That's not right. You need to buy the whole bird. It was a lot of funny stuff. Unfortunately, it got cut.
Because of the blackface.
I'd imagine so, yeah. I mean, you know... Blackface was they're still
people were loving it then.
They'll still try and sneak it in to this day and be like, you guys don't get it.
It's actually
cancel
funny.
Culture is actually
because we're allowed to do this because White Chicks was made. I don't know if you're aware of that. Because that balances everything out. I don't know if you know that.
So yeah, there you go. Unless you've got any more notes, which you might. I can then launch into my expose.
There's a moment where the baby is just on the floor in the living room in the middle of the night watching cartoons.
Yep.
And I'm assuming that Jamie Kennedy put the baby to bed and the kid got out of the crib on his own using his mask powers. But I also can't rule out that he just left the baby to fend for himself just overnight.
Yep, you know? That's entirely possible.
Because
he wanted to play Game Boy Advance.
Magda Zubanski is in this movie.
She turns into a big nose woman.
Australian comedy legend Magda Zubanski, yep. Also known as the wife of the farmer in Babe.
And Babe 2 Pig in the City.
That's right. Yeah. She's in this for a minute.
Yeah,
so that's cool.
Right. I don't disagree.
Yeah. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.
No, that's about it. I did have a note from earlier. It says this baby is an actual monster and should be put down. But you can put that anywhere, I guess.
That's true. Maybe I'll just edit it up top.
Yeah, cool,
I'll just put it right at the start of the video. Yeah, nice. Yeah. Okay, so on his time filming in Australia, Jamie Kennedy spoke to a number of news outlets to just kind of spin his wheels and talk about, like, the you know, being the mask and being down under.
Did he talk to Australian youth TV show Recovery?
No, he didn't.
Wow. Did he talk to Cheese TV?
He didn't even talk to Richard Wilkins.
Oh, my God. What reputable news outlets are left then?
We've got Jay Leno for one.
Okay.
He said, I love Gold Coast. I love Brisbane. I love Melbourne. No arguments there, mate.
That's right. Gold Coast bit, all right.
Yeah.
Wow. But maybe there's some fumes coming off that mask, you know what I mean?
It might just be, yeah. But he said, Sydney thinks it's Paris, but it's really Nebraska, what he told Canada's Toronto Star. And he said, first of all, clubs close at 2 a.m. That's too early. I don't disagree. That's kind of insane. But, I mean, I'm not going to a club now. Like,
sure, yeah.
It doesn't affect me at all, but that is insane.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, people drink excessive amounts of alcohol to the point of being blue in the face. Three, the guys shave their chests and are all pumped up. Who shaves their chest? It's not a service-orientated country. $15 an hour for a waiter, the guy is not going to want to get you the bread because he's like, I'm making more than you. In America, we tip, but I tipped everyone and they were freaked out. I mean, it's called a livable wage, but fuck, whatever.
There's a lot to unpack there, but let's just leave it to hang in the air, you know?
You can print this. I don't care, he said to one outlet.
Oh, there's more.
Sydney acts like it's not impressed by celebrity. Yes, they are. That's the funny thing. London is not impressed by celebrity. They don't care. Sydney acts like it isn't, but it is. And it goes out of its way to say, F you. But then Son of the Mask co-star, Traylor Howard, who people might know also from Me, Myself and Irene and Two Guys and a Girl, mm-hmm. shows as such, says this could have been Kennedy's problem. He did not get recognised. I think he was so used to the ladies recognising him. I think it had a little bit to do with it. So, yeah. So, there you go. We didn't get the Jamie Kennedy experiment here. The only thing I know of that show in Australia was I saw an interview on Oprah where he was talking about it. And he's like, we're doing situations. And Oprah's like, that's very funny. And, you know, that's my Jamie Kennedy experiment.
Wow.
In a way, yeah.
Successful experiment.
That means...
Result, light entertainment.
Here we go. That being said, he is currently retelling the entire story of how this movie came to be in multiple parts on his YouTube channel. And he hasn't gotten to this part about Sydney at the time of recording this, but he will. So he's going to tell his version of how many women turned him down if you are so inclined to go over there and check it out, because I certainly will be.
If you're from Sydney and you're one of the ladies that turned him down, email in. leave something in the comments.
We love to hear it.
Leave whatever line he gave to you in the comments.
Do you want a Runk update?
Yes.
For those who are unfamiliar, Runk was a person who won the competition through Nintendo Power to appear in The Mask 2,
mm-hmm.
right? And because that movie was on hold, it didn't end up happening, so he got a bunch of prizes and et cetera. So this is a slight update on that.
He got to chat to the voice of Princess Peach.
Exactly, yeah. The film is technically on hold, so Runk could have chosen the role or the money. This is just a bit of a recap.
Mm.
And merchandise. Runk, who was 12 at the time, chose the money and received $5,000, a film crew jacket, which he later lost, update.
Whoa.
Can you believe it? And several Super Nintendo video games, including Pilot Wing 64 on Nintendo 64. Someone needs to edit this. This is a mistake. I don't like this.
This whole situation sounds very fishy. I'm pretty sure they just killed him and dumped him in a gutter. Should we tell the press? they're They're pushing him into a sewer grate. They're like, "What should we
tell him? We got to tell him we got Pilot Week
64 on the Super Nintendo."
He later claimed that it was absolutely the right call, and he's right. It was the right call.
Yeah.
But maybe he could have gone to Sydney also and got turned down in bars. Who knows? He could have lived that Hollywood lifestyle,
or he could have cut Jamie Kennedy's lunch every night.
The runk's just cutting through, mate.
That's right,
mate.
The Runkatron. Well, maybe he's back, baby.
The Runk would only need to be a slightly better dancer and he'd do all right. You know what I mean? I think it's entirely possible he could be. Anyways, look.
He's not one of those desperados out at 2 a.m. when the bar closes. He's the Runkmeister.
If he's not dead in a ditch.
The Runkminator. He's dead. He's dead, though, isn't he? Yeah.
So this movie made $59 million. It was a massive bomb, critical, commercial, panning. Everybody hates this movie. I actually
thought it was pretty good. Just kidding.
It's an interesting oddity, though, I feel,
it
right?
It really is, yeah.
I can see all the lines of thinking. Like, I can see why you would get Jamie Kennedy. I can see why you'd put the money into it. I can see the special effects. I can see certain ideas thinking that this would work.
Yeah.
But crap. Jim Carrey, though, well, I teased this last week, he might be open to a sequel. And we know this, of course, because since the 90s, he has done a sequel to Dumb and Dumber. He wasn't in the prequel.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, of course, doing Sonic 2.
That's why right.
Not, you know, why not? But he spoke to comicbook.com in 2020, and he said, "It depends on a filmmaker, really. I don't just want to do it to do it, but I would only do it if it was some crazy visionary filmmaker." Sure. So there you go.
Darren Aronofsky's The Mask.
Oh, my God. You would, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You bloody would.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be about his father also. This would be the right. Real son, the son of the mask we deserve.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. Anyways, this has been The Mask 1 and The Mask 2. If we get a Mask 3, we'll come back and, I don't know, we'll do the Thor movies.
Aye, perfect.
That's fine, right?
It's all going to tie together, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. What a time, though. And here at Caravan of Garbage, you might be like, I love it when you guys talk about movies that I've never bothered to watch. People love that, maybe.
They love it. I mean, it doesn't reflect in the view count, but those few people that do watch, they're loving it.
Exactly. So if you do, though, head over to bigsandwich.co. Every one of these goes up early. Ben gets the edit done. He's like, "Here you go, James." And I say, "Thank you very much." And I put it up there. And he goes, "Does it up?" And I'm like, That's my concern.
Settle down, Ben.
Calm your farm, Ben,
God.
I say to him.
Wow.
But also, there's a bunch of other stuff there if you do want to sign up. Including early podcasts, including movie commentaries, just a bunch of stuff going on there, including an early version of our podcast, The Weekly Planet, which normally comes out Monday, which is going to be coming out Sunday there.
Nice.
So there you go. Anyway, thanks for watching this. I didn't say leave a like, so leave a like, but you're not here. You've already gone. That's okay. It's not your fault. Son of the Mask. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Son of the Mask. That'll make people switch off.
All right.
Grab that jam, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye. Did I say leave a like?
Can't remember.
I'll say it here and I'll put it up top.
Nice. Now there's going to be hundreds of leaves alike.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody.
They're like attorneys general. Leaves alike.
Leaves alike. Hey, everybody. I think I forgot to say this. Leave a like. This is from later, but now it's in here. It's fine. It's more for, it's for, just do it. Fuck. Just do it. We watch Son of the Mask. Just do it.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.